just experience MLK Junior Avenue in a very different way. I'm Shayna Stulen.
Kids miss school for lots of reasons. What brings them back? I'm Kate Ryan.
Two women say their son was unfairly denied entry into a private school in Maryland. It's 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. What's in store weather-wise today? CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says record heat.
You're talking about record temperatures, more than 60 of them up and down the eastern seaboard from as far south as South Carolina and North Carolina and as far north as New Hampshire.
Concord, New Hampshire will be in the mid-90s. Hartford and Philadelphia could see upper 90s. And portions of North Carolina might reach the triple digits. Elsewhere, just the opposite.
They're expected to have lows in the low to mid-20s across portions of Colorado, Wyoming, and it'd be 30 even into southwest South Dakota. And tomorrow morning, it looks pretty much the same. Record lows, mostly between Colorado, Montana, and South Dakota, again, 20s.
David Roth at the Weather Prediction Center says Denver could have snow. Help is on the way amid the baby formula crisis. Here's CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Anxious parents finding empty shelves instead of baby formula will get some relief starting this weekend when military aircraft filled with formula arrive in Indianapolis from Germany. The White House says 132 pallets of formula will be in the first shipment, the launch of the Biden administration's plan called Operation Fly Formula.
President Biden has flown to South Korea, his first Asia trip since taking office.
And today, President Yoon and I committed to strengthening our close engagement and work together to take on challenges of regional security, including addressing the threat posed by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
He's referring to North Korea's nuclear threat. Pain at the pump. Why is that? John Cunnison is with Baker Boyer National Bank.
Most of the reasons why we're seeing high prices at the pump have to do with refining capacity. So we just don't have the capacity that we used to have.
The national average for regular gas now stands at $4.59 a gallon. The site of last summer's South Florida condominium collapse has been sold.
I'm Peter King. The real estate firm that's handling the sale says the buyer is a billionaire developer from Dubai, Hussein Sajwani, the owner of Damak Properties. He was the only bidder for the land where the Champlain South Tower once stood. The winning bid comes just days after families of the 98 people who died in the collapse reached a nearly $1 billion settlement with several defendants. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Boeing's astronaut capsule has arrived at the International Space Station and sitting in the pilot's seat, a test dummy. NASA finally able to realize its long-term effort to have crew capsules from competing U.S. companies to the station.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
It's 8:03 on Saturday, May 21st. 76 degrees this morning, and we're going up to the mid-90s today. Good morning, I'm John Aaron, and the top local story we're following this hour is that weather. You may want to post up at the pool or just stay inside with the AC.
It's a month before summer even begins, but we're going to get a big dose of heat today with temps in some areas hitting the mid-90s. Storm Team 4 meteorologist Doug Kammerer.
As a matter of fact, I'm predicting it to be the hottest day, hottest May day in more than a decade.
While pools in the district won't be open Memorial Day, several spray parks across the city are opening early. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser activated the city's emergency heat plan. Cooling centers will be open with a free ride to get there. We're not the only ones feeling the heat. The unseasonable weather is actually extending all the way from Texas up to Massachusetts and Vermont. Luke Lugert, WTOP News.
And with the region ready to bake, it is good to know the signs of heat stroke.
You're in trouble. It's an emergency when you have red, hot, dry skin with no sweat, a rapid, strong pulse, feel dizzy or confusion, and have an oral temperature greater than 103.
Get to the closest emergency room or dial 911.
Dr. Jason Singh with Kaiser Permanente says to avoid getting sick from the heat, seek shade, take breaks, stay hydrated, and avoid caffeine and alcohol. Also,
don't rely on your fan as your primary cooling device because fans create an airflow and that gives you a false sense of comfort. They actually do not reduce your body temperatures.
Christy King, WTOP News.
Cars will not be allowed on one busy stretch of road today.
Instead of car traffic on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, you'll see foot traffic.
There'll be bands, there'll be music, there'll be fitness classes.
DC's Department of Transportation's Anna Chamberlain says everything to enjoy your street in a different way. The city is kicking off their Open Streets in Your Neighborhood initiative in Ward 8. About five blocks down MLK Jr. Avenue will be blocked off from Good Hope Road to Morris Road.
A lot of the businesses near and along the route will also be hosting activities.
To get there, the city recommends ditching your car and taking public transportation. Similar open streets are planned for all the other wards in the city, including a larger one on June 4th along 7th Street Northwest. Shane Estulin, WTOP News.
Some troubled students have gotten their schooling back on track thanks to one initiative.
The Truancy Prevention Program in Montgomery County links students who've been missing days, sometimes weeks of school at a time, with volunteer tutors. 12-year-old Jalen Parada, a sixth grader at Mario Leuterman Middle School in Silver Spring, was one of the graduates of the program. Her least favorite subject in school?
English.
With the help of the tutors, she's been able to catch up and focus on her future. Does she like English now?
Yeah, I like it kind of more than I used to.
And she's enjoying being back in school. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
A couple is claiming a private school in Hagerstown denied their 11-year-old son admission due to concerns over their family's lifestyle. Jennifer Dane and Megan Stratton believed their son Braden was set to attend Grace Academy next fall until they asked a school administrator.
How is Braden going to be treated? Will he be treated fairly? Because we're a same-sex family. And his response after that, I believe, is when it started to go south.
He said he couldn't guarantee that.
They tell NBC4 that shortly after that meeting, they received a letter saying Braden would be denied admission on the basis of the family's lifestyle differing from the biblical worldview the school teaches. Dane heads the nation's largest LGBTQ service member advocacy group. She says the couple wants an apology. You may have heard the so-called People's Convoy of Truckers is back in our area, but it seems to have abandoned its plans to move into the heart of D.C. The truckers did circle the Beltway Wednesday afternoon and got stuck in rush hour traffic. A plan discussed among the group's leadership to ambush the nation's capital never materialized. The Daily Beast reports the convoy is expected to leave the region shortly. It's been staging at the Hagerstown Speedway. Coming up, we go deeper on another week of losses for stocks. It's 8:07.
84 pounds. I lost over 84 pounds in 6 months, and I could not have done it without the help of the team at Endoscopic Wellness Center of America. They were so supportive and helpful from the beginning. We met weekly to discuss my progress, review my goals, and provide me with the tools I needed to be successful. Not only did Endoscopic Wellness Center of America change my life, they saved it.
Visit EWLCA.com and start changing your life.